about our Toy Story 5 and you know, there was so much buzzers and they were flying like drones.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be an exciting episode, Henry. Shall we get ready? Here we go.
Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 447, top of the day to, you say you.
You.
And top of the day to.
Chloe.
And say top, and Chloe, you say top of the day to. Steph.
Mummy.
How is everyone?
Good.
Having a great day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And life is a clean. Maybe it's your turn now.
Okay, I'll have a little talk. So what I was thinking is I obviously need to ask so many questions about, Chloe, which number Toy Story is it that you went to see at the movies?
Number five.
Okay. Five.
I can't believe there's been so many of them.
And I can't really hear when I'm.
That's
hearing.
Okay. It's. Do you want to take the headphones off so you can just hear the normal noise?
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. 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 So you guys are going to be talking about Toy Story 5. Are there any other movies or TV shows?
Four is really cool. But they are really naughty.
I know. We'll talk about that soon as well. Chloe, what are you going to – just give us a quick little idea of what you're going to talk about in a little bit.
Can I tell you which app it is in? It's in ABC iView.
Ooh, okay, something from ABC iView. All right, well, all of that has to come straight after the – Chloe, will you help me say news? One, two, three. News.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
We've got a couple of news stories. This one's more for Mummy, I would have to say. But Elle Fanning and Julianne Moore will star in a movie called Moonsong, A Life in Seven Verses. Do you know anything about
it? Twinkle, Twinkle, Southern Star.
That sounds brilliant. This movie is actually about a famous children's book author.
Oh.
So maybe it would be good for little girls and boys, yeah?
So we got out our house normally.
Right.
I don't think this one that Leah's talking about is out yet. We probably have to wait for
it. Yeah, you've got to wait for this movie. This one's got to wait. Now... Do you want to share the microphone for a second? Because I want to ask you a question. Do you know Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know Broadway?
Yes.
If I said to you, name two things that are connected or that you could imagine would be connected anyway, would you do Dwayne Johnson and Broadway?
I wouldn't get there initially,
okay,
no.
But eventually, after probably a lot of...
couple of years of nonstop guessing. He did sing in Moana.
True. And he's in the live action Moana singing again, isn't he? Well, he's been working on his Broadway debut for a few years now.
Cool.
He wants to do it with Kevin Hart, who he's done lots of movies with before.
Who I also wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't
link
also
to Broadway straight away.
Henry, could I ask you a question? Do you know Kevin Hart or do you know Dwayne Johnson?
I know both.
Yeah, cool.
Personally.
Actually, are they your friends?
Yeah.
Really? Best friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, they want to do The Odd Couple on Broadway.
Oh, fun. Yeah, they are odd.
Fun. Yeah, because people will be like, what's going on?
People love
a
bit of celebrity on Broadway.
Don't they?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would.
You would go because I reckon if you were on holidays in New York and you're like, we can get tickets to see Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart.
Well, I did that. I got tickets to Chicago.
That's right.
Notoriously, famously have famous people, someone in the cast
always. Do you remember who?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah. That's
cool, right?
You mean Academy Award winning?
Uh-huh. Yes, I do.
Insane.
And I had really good tickets, like right near the front. So we are besties.
I actually think people would go, but he reckons it's really hard to get it happening because his best friend Kevin is just so booked for the next 3 to 5 years. I'm like, Dwayne, I reckon you're booked for the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
That's you.
So start on your six.
Yes.
What do you like?
Yes. Just organize it. Yes, Henry.
remember one day, a long, long day ago, you brought me some headphones?
Yeah, and then you broke them, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's yeah, but fine. Maybe another day you could buy me some more.
I could get you some for your birthday.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of birthdays, should we get into these...
Watching suggestions.
Perfect.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Now, Chloe, what was yesterday?
My birthday.
How old were you?
Seven. Yeah.
17.
17, so, quite old.
Can I tell you a joke?
Yeah, I'd love
when
one.
When you're 7, you eat Bevan.
You should eat Devon. So on your birthday,
Henry.
On Chloe's birthday, what did you do?
We went to the Japanese restaurant.
Mm-hmm. And before that?
And I opened the presents way before.
You have way before.
Middle of the day. Middle of the day. I went to Toy Story 5.
Okay, so you guys went to the movies, went and watched the whole movie.
Yeah.
Now, how many of the Toy Story movies have you guys seen? Have you seen all five or just a few of them?
Few.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah,
but
probably.
We only watch one five.
One? Have you seen Toy Story 2?
Yeah, we have. Yeah. We watched it this morning.
Have you seen Toy Story 3?
Yep.
Have you seen Toy Story 4?
No. Yep.
Okay.
I think Henry has.
You reckon?
Okay. I did.
You've seen it. So you've seen all of them. How do you think number five was compared to the others? Which one's your favourite?
Five.
Okay. Number five gets five. What do you think, Henry?
Actually, ten.
Ten.
So the other Toy Story ones, Toy Story 2 and Toy Story 5 are the bestest Toy Stories.
Yeah.
And what do you think, Chloe? Which one would be your favourite that you've seen so far?
10.
Yeah?
There's none 10.
Which movie?
Which one gets 10?
5 was the best. Who was your favourite character in the
Jesse.
Jesse. Henry, who was your favourite character in Toy Story 5?
Woody and Buzz.
Woody.
No,
actually, I have another one. Lilypad.
Oh, who's Lilypad? Can you explain who Lilypad is?
Oh, it's a pad.
And Bonnie can't make any friends. So their mum and dad ordered a lily pad for her to make some new friends. But she never got it. And then she made a new friend called Blaze.
And what's Blaze? Who's Blaze? Explain
Blaze.
She's
a girl.
It's a girl.
But she doesn't live with Bonnie. She lives somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Right. Like another house.
But I don't know what country they live in, like the Toy Story movies.
I think it's America.
Is it America, do you reckon, Henry? Or England?
England,
okay.
No, English.
Oh, they speak English? Okay, yeah. Fantastic.
And Bonnie didn't talk to the other girl.
Okay.
But then finally she made...
questions?
Yeah.
Was Mr. Potato Head in Toy Story 5?
Yeah. Really? Was Potato Head? I like Mr. Potato Head.
Soldiers?
No. I like Buzz, Woody, Mr. Potato Head, and Rex.
And Rex.
Wait, which one's Rex again?
See,
dinosaur.
Is it dinosaur? That's right, the dinosaur. Yeah.
Was Barbie?
No.
No Barbie. Okay. Was there a dog toy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's Slinky Dog.
Slinky Dog.
Yeah,
that's my favourite one too.
Oh, gosh, you got a lot of favourites.
It's a good movie, it sounds like. Now, Chloe, I just want to ask you a question because when Toy Story 5, when they were saying Toy Story 5 was coming out and they were saying that someone really, really special was going to sing a song for it.
Taylor Swift
sang a song for
it? So at the end, you know how it's the person to act out. Which character?
Oh, like the credits kind of thing?
And then she sang the song while they're writing at the end.
No, had you heard the song before?
Yeah, on your iPad.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And Daddy stayed halfway through the Taylor song.
Mm-hmm.
And some people stayed the whole time.
Yeah.
And Jesse was so grumpy in Toy Story 5.
Why? Why was he so grumpy? grumpy. Why was Jessie so grumpy?
Can I tell one bit or because people were ruining, because Lily Pad, because Woody and Buzz Woody and Buzz was saying to Lily Pad, where's Jessie? And Lily Pad was being annoying.
Henry, can I ask?
Jessie was actually at Blaze's house.
Henry, can I ask you a question about Buzz? Did he do any flying in this movie?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah, he did with the other Buzzes.
Oh, cool. Yeah, there were other Buzzes. No way.
Hundreds. And
this
is a bit of a serious question.
What? What's wrong?
Was there a scary part?
No.
Was there a scary part in Toy Story 5?
Good. Some people in Toy Story 5 was a bit annoying to Jessie.
Okay.
But then they changed their mind and then.
Oh, that's good.
And then Blaze at the end was like, with her big ponytail. And then they became friends. And the other naughty people were good. And they said, can I come? So they said, sure. And then they just had a party.
That's really nice. Yeah,
and the one with the big...
Blaze.
Bonnie said... They want a sleepover.
Oh, sleepover. Really? That's pretty cool.
Bunny said it.
Mm.
Yeah, but like you can sleep in my room.
Oh, thanks for a sleepover.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's maybe we could watch some Toy Story and then have the snoozy time.
Or we can eat so many lollies.
So did you guys have any food when you were in the movies?
No, we finished our lunchbox, but then we got a Choc Top.
Oh, nice!
After the Choc Top half.
So
but
did
I
you...
only finished, Henry, like, did half.
Did you guys have, what sort of flavour inside? Chocolate inside the Choc Top?
No, vanilla.
Oh, yum, I love vanilla white ones, yeah. Because then they're like white inside.
Normal size.
Nice.
So it was actually very good. And we had so many treaties.
Was out as he said, and he was walking down the stairs, and he was on the stage.
Oh, on the stage. Hey, Henry, can I ask a question about what you think about Toy Story 5? When it comes onto Disney Plus, will you watch it again, do you think?
Yeah.
Not now.
Not yet? It's not there yet?
We have to buy it.
Oh, okay.
And sale it.
And then when it...
And when it comes in the truck, it will be in the delivery truck and it will be driving to our house.
Ah, that's how it comes. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so...
I have a new thing.
Is this a new thing to watch? Yeah. What have you been watching?
It's called High Hoops.
High Hoops?
Yeah, that's what I told you at the beginning.
Yeah, you did a little tease. It was great.
And what's it about?
Oh, well, I forgot her name, but...
Aoife. Her name's Aoife.
Aoife?
Yeah, it's an Irish name.
Oh, that's nice.
Aoife, I thought it's Aoife. But Aoife is pretty annoying.
Why? Why? Why annoying? In what way?
Because she's always like telling us all the conversations and
She what sport does she play with her friends?
Netball. I think.
Tickles.
Basketball. Called High Hips.
Yeah.
High Hips. So it's basketball. That's where you get to bounce the ball, right?
Yeah,
netball, you
and
can't
then
bounce
you get
the
to
ball,
put
right?
it through the hoop.
Yeah.
Have you guys played basketball before?
What?
Have you played basketball before?
No.
No, never. But do you think
I want to try when I'm an adult, actually. I'm going to be my kid and I have a child.
Maybe you could try as a kid.
Well, this afternoon we're going to the park and probably I can play some.
Oh, fun. Basketball. Yeah, that'd be good. See if Leia, the kids up there want to play.
On the swing and riding a bike. And Leia.
Yeah.
You can have eight sleepovers for me.
How fun. That's really cool. So in Toy Story 5, there was a sleepover or a promise of one. They were just talking about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were going to organise it.
Oh, they were organising it.
Yeah, the sleepover part was out the end.
Ah, okay, okay, okay. So okay, yeah. Spoiler. Now, Henry, you know the cushion you're sitting on is the Monkey Magic cushion. Do you guys like Monkey Magic?
Yep.
Yeah? What's the best part about Monkey Magic?
Oh, because the song. And I like the song because there's other people that are very funny.
We could have a little check if Monkey Magic is on.
Yeah, we'll check to see if Monkey Magic is on because we like all Monkey with his cloud. Remember the pink cloud? And he rides on the cloud. Rainbow cloud, yeah. And he's got his friends and then he has to do the fighting against the bad guys.
Oh, yeah.
And he's really good.
And if you ever watch it, kind of on YouTube, if you type Monkey Magic just on the line, you'll see where Monkey Magic is and then you can press it and then you can... the little rhyming.
Now, Henry, what else have you been watching lately that you've enjoyed?
Lately, I really don't really.
What is it?
I watch Bing.
Can I tell you something that you two have been watching?
What?
There's a new season 2, on.
Quiet.
Called Do Not Watch This
Show
on ABC Kids.
Do Not Watch This Show. What's it about, guys?
But
it's based on a book. What's the book called, Chloe?
Do not open this book. And
by Andy Lee.
Okay, yeah, I get it.
It's always saying, just do not turn this light and you can never get to the end of the book. And because he can turn into a frog at the end.
That's so fun.
And the show's good because you were cracking up watching it, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, but and he runs, and he gets his lawnmower and he blows it away. and then
there's an elf.
Puts some cream on his face.
Does he?
No, closing his eyes. And someone said, how are you feeling, weird?
Wiz,
though.
His name's Wiz.
Oh, Wiz. And were you guys cracking up?
No, it was only me. I was on the hero. On the first day.
Oh, on the first. Best time to watch it.
Cracking up watching it.
It's so funny. I wasn't there.
Yeah, but you've watched it as well on a different day, haven't you?
Now, guys, instead of a quiz, I thought we could do a different game. Do you want to play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this is called Who Do You Like More? I'm going to give you two names and you have to tell me which one you like more. Henry, you can choose a different one to Chloe or you can choose the same one. It doesn't matter. Steph, you can play as well. Okay, are you ready? I'm going to play as well. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Who do you like more, Woody or Buzz Lightyear?
You don't have to choose the same one. You can choose whichever one you think. Chloe, what do you reckon?
I just can't decide.
Oh, it's a hard one, isn't it? I think maybe I'm going to go. I was going to say Woody. Henry, would you say Buzz? Because he can fly. Because Buzz can fly.
I'm going to say Buzz.
Buzz? You want to say Buzz? What are you going to say, Henry? I think I'm going to say Woody.
Tough decision.
You're going to say Woody?
Me too.
Okay. All right. Okay. Shrek or donkey?
Shrek! Actually, donkey.
Oh, no, he keeps flipping. Henry, who do you like?
Yeah, actually, Shrek. Actually, donkey.
I can't. donkey.
You're going to go donkey? Yeah, donkey is pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm going to go with donkey.
Ah.
Would you go with donkey, Disney?
I think I might pick Shrek. What about you?
Oh, I think I'm leaning Shrek, with donkey.
Shrek.
I was going Shrek and then Shrek. I changed.
This is a hard one,
Shrek.
Isn't it?
I'm Shrek. I'm Shrek. I'm Shrek.
You can do Shrek. Shrek. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, guys, this is another really hard one. Think Star Wars, Princess Leia, or Luke Skywalker.
Princess Leia.
Yeah.
Princess I think Leia. I'm going to go Princess Leia. She's a princess. She's in charge. She's a boss. You're going to go Luke? Yeah? Because he saves the day, doesn't he?
I'm doing Princess Leia.
Okay. That's a nice. Well, look, we've got a nice mix, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we do another now?
Yeah, we've got three more. You ready? This one might be pretty difficult.
Okay.
Darth Vader or all of the stormtroopers.
I'll be all of the stormtroopers.
Oh, you're going to be all of the stormtroopers because there's so many of them, isn't there?
And Dark.
But Darth Vader's so good. He's,
and Dark Vader.
I just can't decide.
Because he's the boss of the stormtroopers.
I'm going Darth Vader.
You're going to go Darth Vader? What about you? Dark? So, Chloe, who are you thinking?
Can't decide.
No, it's a hard one, isn't it? How many stormtroopers do you reckon there are?
100.
I was going to say like 15,000 or something.
Whoa. Or 100,000. Wow. 15,000 is bigger than 100.
I reckon.
Yeah.
So true. Okay, guys, another one. This one's really, this is probably one of the hardest. Okay. Sonic the Hedgehog or Astrobot. Oh. This is a hard decision, right?
Astrobot.
Astro? Straight away, Chloe said Astrobot.
Sonic Hedgehog.
I'm going to go Sonic.
Sonic.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Sonic Hedgehog.
Yeah, yeah, old Sonic.
I'm
going to
go Sonic Hedgehog.
Yeah, because you've been playing it lately, haven't you?
Yeah, I really need to go to Astrobot.
Because he's a classic, isn't he, Astrobot? We finished the game. We finished the Astrobot game.
I know, we should get some
both of them. I know, I can't wait for them to make a new one.
Well, there might be already new ones.
We should check it out. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, guys.
First, we're going to play a bit of Monkey Magic.
Yeah, yeah, Monkey Magic first. But we have to answer this final question.
Okay.
And this one is actually the hardest one.
Okay.
This one is so hard. I actually don't know what I'm going to do. Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny. Oh.
What do you reckon?
What do you want to be, Leah?
Santa.
I kind of
am
thinking Santa because Christmas is so exciting.
I think I'm going to be present.
Yeah,
like, yes, because of the presents. That's it. It's so exciting.
I'm going to be the present.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to be a running present.
Yeah.
Running present. So that's Santa all around.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Guys, thank you so much for coming on and talking about Toy Story 5 and giving us some other little watching suggestions as well.
Should we have some more? Because I think we have a lot. We can do like two more.
Okay, what have you got? You got a couple more?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got one.
Okay.
Spidey okay. Or Hulk Smash.
Oh.
And after I'm going to choose.
Okay. So choose my one. Spidey or Hulk Smash.
I kind of like Spidey because you get to swing.
I kind of dislike both.
Okay.
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 Yeah, it's a hard
one. Maybe going to be
Spidey with a hammer.
Oh, yes.
Or a big hand.
I got one.
Yeah.
You can decide from.
Okay. My turn.
No, she goes first, then you go. We'll go in order, okay? Have you got one in your head?
Yeah.
Okay.
Taylor Swift or Jesse?
Taylor. I'm going Taylor.
Taylor Swift or Jesse?
Actually, I have another one. Or Lily Pad.
Oh, it's making it harder, Henry.
What do you choose, Claude?
Ali, you can choose Taylor.
I think I'm going to go Taylor. She's got so many songs, you know.
Oh, I got another one.
Going
All You Want Wisp.
Yeah? Okay. You're going Candle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Candle? I did not even say candle.
Good choice.
That's a good choice, Henry. I like that one.
I did not candle even say candle.
Okay, one more, Henry. You do one and this will be the last one.
And then you yes. Turn after. So, monkey magic or lightning McQueen or Jackson Storm or...
Oh, Henry.
Or dark face.
Oh, my gosh. This is far out. All right. Okay. That's the hardest.
Monkey Magic is...
Monkey Magic is a classic.
Classic.
But so Star Wars, right?
Star Wars, yeah.
Hmm.
I think I'm going to go Lightning McQueen, I'll be honest.
I think I'm going to go Monkey Magic.
I'm going to go Monkey Magic.
What about you, Henry?
This is the hardest decision. The
hardest one.
What's your favourite?
They're all your favourites. Which
Darth
one?
Darth Vader. I mean, you wanted to change your middle name to be Jackson Storm, so.
So.
No, Stickman.
I choose Monkey Magic.
Monkey Magic.
Okay.
Bow, diddly diddly do. On that note, Henry, Chloe, Steph, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.